I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute.
We have been in this room on the Diamond Princess for the last 27 days.
That's Cheryl Maleski, one of some 300 Americans who are cutting short a 14-day coronavirus quarantine on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in the Japanese port of Yokohama. They'll be whisked back to America for another 14-day quarantine. But Maleski says that's fine with her.
It's a little bit scary with the numbers going up of people taken off the ship.
The virus has infected more than 69,000 people worldwide, most of them in China's central province of Hubei. The death toll has risen to more than 1,600.
Please give a warm welcome to Mayor Pete Buttigieg!
Pete Buttigieg getting a rousing reception from supporters about to canvass for him in Henderson, Nevada. Nevada's caucuses are next up on the 2020 presidential calendar, followed by the South Carolina primary. Senator Amy Klobuchar's poll numbers have been low in those states, but she tells ABC's This Week she's on an upward path.
We've got teams now in every Super Tuesday state, and we actually, since the New Hampshire debate, in just nearly over a week, raised $12 million.
Tom Steyer has been considered a long shot, but he tells ABC's This Week he's had people on the ground in both states.
With the kind of diverse coalition that I believe I'm building and that I believe I will show, then that will give me the momentum and people will have to look at me as a serious candidate.
President Trump, meanwhile, is in Florida to take in the Daytona 500. Officials in Mississippi are preparing for potentially catastrophic flooding around the state capital of Jackson. Water levels have been rising in the Pearl River after days of torrential rain. Governor Tate Reeves.
It will be days before we are out of the woods and the waters start to recede.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.